This is JIS News. Coming up, public sector workers to get second one-off payment under wage restraint agreement in August. Finance Minister announces amendments to proposed tax measures and billions spent on mitigation activities. The news in detail after the break.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Now the news. The government has given an undertaking to make the second of three one-off payments of $25,000 per annum to public sector workers in August this year. The payment is part of an agreement reached between the government and trade unions representing public sector workers. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the total payment will amount to $2.8 billion. In her recent budget debate presentation in the House of Representatives, Mrs. Simpson-Miller said the administration has honored its commitment to preserving the jobs of public sector workers, avoiding the stress of mass redundancy.
We have honored our commitment to transforming the lives of our people through the removal of zinc fences, building roads, schools, and refurbishing health centers.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller's presentation was under the theme, Going for Growth and Development, Working for the People. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips has announced several amendments to the recently proposed new taxes. The amendments, which will affect levies paid by the insurance and tourism sectors, are in addition to the withdrawal of the proposed tax on banking transactions. Dr. Phillips says, following discussions with stakeholders, the government will not be going ahead with the proposed increase in premium tax for regionalized and non-regionalized life assurance companies and investment tax for insurance companies.
The association has presented an alternative which will preserve the revenues with less impact on the operations of the insurance company. They made these suggestions in accordance with the highest traditions of patriotism, without fanfare, without accusations or threats or anything else. And I want to pay tribute to them because clearly this is an instance where national interest has triumphed.
There will now be a 75 basis point increase in the rate applicable to the asset tax for life insurance companies only. The temporary measure will last for a year and is expected to bring in $900 million in revenue. In relation to the alcohol regime, to unify the special consumption tax on all alcoholic beverages, the government has deferred the implementation of this measure by 1 month for the hotel sector. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the government remains committed to creating the environment that will accommodate private sector input, securing sustained economic growth for Jamaica. This, he says, will contribute to raising private sector confidence, resulting in more investments by stakeholders.
We believe very firmly that once the environment is in place, the private sector can confidently be put to work in the form of investments, innovations, research and development so as to provide the much needed jobs, the economic development, and indeed productivity enhancements.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at the recent Make Your Mark Consultants Annual Middle Managers Seminar in Kingston. And the government has spent over $4 billion on mitigation activities in several flood-prone communities across the island. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the money was spent over the last financial year as part of the flood mitigation program to build gullies and clean existing ones.
Additional bridges built included those at 11 Miles in St. Thomas, Port Mary and Eden River, and Fontabelle in St. Mary, Crooked River in Clarendon, Craig Mill in Portland, and Kintyre in St. Andrew. We are building bridges for growth and development.
The Rio Grande Bridge in Portland was among those constructed or improved under the $7.56 billion bridge program across the island. That was the JIS News. I am Carleen Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.